Maybe I could keep talking, and then as you adjust and fiddle about with your knobs and buttons, you might be able to tell when you can
bring,
hear me.
Don't bring my knob into this.
Ah, he can hear me.
The only constant in your life is the galaxy machine behind you.
Galaga.
That's it, yeah. You got to forgive me, because we never had that here.
Oh,
we had Space Invaders.
Wasn't World War II enough? You guys didn't have Galaga either?
We didn't have Galaga, and we went straight to Street Fighter after that. So,
oh, straight to Street Fighter from what? Space Invaders?
From Space Invaders, yeah.
Space Invaders and Street Fighter. Yeah. Boom.
Bang.
Then it was right after that to Halo 4. And the T-shirt and Levi's 501 jeans, that's it.
Can you still buy 501s?
I'd be naked if I couldn't.
Really?
Man's got to have his trademark.
Yeah, but they were 1985, dude.
Hey, I was a teenager in the 80s, and I'm staying there. Gorbachev and Reagan.
Good times. Is Gorbachev still alive?
He's probably poisoned or killed by this point, wouldn't you think?
Google it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a death date on there.
So he must be alive.
Well, there's stuff about him doing stuff in 2009. Politically, he wants to start a new independent democratic party of Russia. Announced that in May of 2009. So they haven't killed him yet.
That's a bobblehead doll. Is that Monty Python?
Yeah,
with the Black Knight. The Black Knight bobblehead doll. Very good.
He's got a little sword on the ground there. Come back here, I'll bite your legs off.
That's brilliant. And your accent's not bad.
You have an incoming.
Mr. Malpass, we got there in the end.
Hello, hello, hello.
Gary, meet Carrie. That's going to be fun tonight.
Gary and Carrie. Hi, Gary.
And you're on the same line. Carrie was one of the first people to start the big show with me.
Is there going to be a Larry joining us as well, or?
Yeah, and a Mo, and that'll be it.
It'll just be Carrie, Gary, Larry, and Ewan.
Are you on Twitter yet, Holtzman, or what?
No. Do you think I'm not a man of my word?
The operating system on Holtzman's phone is Amish 2.0.
Listen, I will have you know. I still got it, baby.
You got a Motorola Razr V3.
No, it's not a. I've upgraded to the Samsung now, but it's still a device. I know this is a weird concept for a lot of you to understand, but it's something I use, and it's as a device to communicate with other people vocally.
Yeah, iPhone doesn't do that. I agree.
Well, I'm there then, Ewan.
I have no idea. Oops. I went to click OK and I clicked the fucking red phone. Sorry, dude.
It's all right, mate. Shall I try again?
No. Get your video on.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Shall I try again?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, pal.
That's all right. I know when I'm not wanted. So you had a bit of a manic week then, Ewan, have you?
Oh, mate. I've been getting the 9 o'clock train home from London, and it rolls in at sort of 20 past 10, and then a taxi home. I can be in bed sort of 11:15, so it's not the end of the world. But the alarm goes off at 5 a.m. to get the 5:30 back down to London the following morning. Wednesday night, I left it to the last minute, and I was hoping I was going to get the 7:45, and it just went on and on and on, and in the end, I got the 9 o'clock, except when I rolled up to the train station at 8:55, the 9 o'clock hadn't even got in yet from its downward journey, and they reckon it was a 25-minute cleaning and turnaround thingy going on. Someone had chundered in the first class. There's like the K carriage, which has got like the cooking bit in it, and then there's like half a dozen seats, and then it's the toilet, and then it's the other carriage. And they'd swamped both carriages with puke. And how they'd managed to do two carriages while there was a toilet in between the carriages is beyond me. I mean, it's just fucking amazing. Righty!
Hello, sir. You right?
Bloody hell, boy, you look crystal clear.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, look. Woohoo!
It's not like you.
Not like Norwich, is it, boy?
Norwich.
A I look all right, then do it.
Yeah, great.
You I look all right, then do it, boy.
You, boy.
You do be looking good, boy. Oi.
We do be high definition.
Oh, right, now then, I'm going for something here that we've never gone for before.
Go on.
The CPU is at 89% already, and I haven't even pressed record.
We're in high def, are we?
We're in 720, mate.
Oh, God, look at my grotty little face.
I think we're fucked. But
on me every week.
Costco sells Estrella Damma.
Ooh, lucky boy.
Nectar of the gods.
I do be on wine.
Good lad. Did you tread it with your own feet?
That's not how we do it down here.
Oh, Christ, I don't want to know. Let me remind you, stay away from Norfolk wines then.
Oh, they've got Aspels in the bar at work now. I'm a happy boy.
What the hell are you doing drinking at work?
Well, I work at a university, don't I? So,
oh, Christ.
Down the union.
That's obligatory.
It's, yeah. It's a pound a bottle.
It is.
We're perhaps going to get Steve Nabor. We might not. Well, it's his wife's birthday.
Ooh. Oh, God, blimey.
No, we lost everyone. Everything disappeared and came back.
Do you want it to dial back in?
No, you're here because I'm talking to you, Muppet.
Yeah. No, but I can't see me.
I can't wait for your opinions on something complicated.
Then.
I can't wait for your opinions on something complicated, Paul. Jesus.
Chat it. All right.
How strong is that brew you're drinking?
Oh.
Why do you think we're all related down here?
Tastes very sure.
And
you
got
yeah.
some fur growing on your face there, buddy.
Haven't you seen that before?
No.
Fuck, that was November.
Well, it's been a while.
I grew this because do you guys get Movember out there in the States?
Yes.
Yeah. Stupid. It is stupid, but I grew it for the.
I'm going to stop cancer by growing a mustache.
Well, no, I got sponsored, and because the thing is, for me, mate,
I write you the check and you just don't grow that.
Oh, it looks better with.
It's about awareness as well. Come on.
Definitely looks better with.
Yeah, because nobody's ever heard of that bizarre disease that only a few people die from. Is the tattoo new?
Yeah, that's new.
Man, what's going on over there?
Yes, it's
turning into
that
a hippie.
Tattoo Tuesday. He had that done.
Since Carrie was here last, I turned into a teenager.
What does it mean? I don't understand.
It's just a symbol, but if you look really carefully, no, there's an E there. See, there's an E, and there's a B.
There's a what?
There's an E there. E.
All right. Yeah.
And there's a B there. B. The last time you were on, I fucking had a daughter. Don't do this to me. Ellis and Bryony. Okay. But it's meant to be subtle. It's meant to be just hidden.
Not you in bastard, then.
Evil bastard.
Evil bastard. All right. I thought your initials were ER, but okay, I don't understand.
Evil bastard. I prefer that one.
You tell the wife. That's our son and daughter's name. Yeah.
No, I am an evil bastard.
I tell you what, I've given some shit out today with a fucking Apple thing. We can all have a slag at Apple if you fancy.
Oh, can we?
Oh, Christ, yeah. Normally the big show's an Apple-free zone, but based on the fact I haven't been on the Mac show for a month, which might be a good thing, I had people writing to me saying, I'm sick of your anti-Apple bullshit. I'll tell you what... The thing, I don't think they got the reply they were expecting. Because I replied, well, I'll tell you what, fuck off then.
Yeah. So what are they moaning about then?
I don't know. Well, they didn't like the answers. And then one guy said, you're being a misery. You're bringing everyone down. Leave them to enjoy their day. And I said, I haven't spoiled anyone's day. It's Apple that spoiled their day. And he went, and then there's Syria. I was like... I said, who the fuck takes a conversation on text onto Syria to make a point? You fuckwit, piss off. And I blocked him.
And compared to the four S, the five is fast enough.
Now, hang on a second. I've pulled, apparently, because according to Angela, back when she's next door neighbour, I am great.
According to you, mate, you are great. You are great.
I'm great, Ewan. Great Uncle Ewan.
greater Cleveland. That's a euphemism for something, that is.
Do you want a sweetie, Angela?
Yeah, don't start.
Show your tattoo. Even.
Yeah. You and the video they showed me at school. Great.
We're waiting on Neighbour. Neighbour's not shown up, and he did say he wouldn't be, perhaps. So there we go.
That explains that.
Hasn't shown up.
Let's stick around a few more minutes.
Wouldn't
then.
Be either.
Tone, do you want to come on if you're at home?
Come on, Tone.
Line one. Come on, Tone. Come on, line one. Come on, line one, and utterly fuck up the feed.
Please.
This could fall to pieces immediately that Tone dials in.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Tone. Dial in on line one. I hope you've done your hair.
Oh, Tone's on a bus.
Well, that won't stop him.
Come on. He's on Android. I won't let him do it.
He must be on YouTube then. The YouTube feed must be holding up. Right, I'm going to press record. I'm at 93% on the CPU, so everything could go completely fucking black.
Oh, you ready? Put the line out for line one and see who you get first.
93%? That must be some crap Apple product you're using.
It's a Mac Pro given to me by Don McAllister.
I know it is, mate.
The fucking Reverend Don McAllister, if you don't mind.
Sir Don.
Sir Don Reverend McAllister.
Calm down. Who we don't berate for queuing up at 8 o'clock in the morning for a phone.
To queuing up in the morning for a phone, which he never got. Because he ran out.
Didn't he get it?
No. There were stores out there. Their total supply was 50 phones, and they had 10 champagnes.
I was berating developers last night for not updating their icons, and Don started getting on. He was like, yeah, come on, sort it out. And I was like, the Don has spoken, sort it out.
Do it. Oh,
wait there. Don't record. I forgot. I haven't plugged my computer in. Wait there. Oh, crap.
How am I talking to you then? He's got his jammers on. He's got his fucking jammers on. Mr. B has just nicked a chip from Angela when she wasn't looking. Is that a euphemism for something? You guys got a threesome going on there? Is that a spit roast with chips?
Shit.
Right, you got your fucking pajamas on.
Hey?
You got your. Have I been interrupting your bedtime?
Yeah, got me Batman pajamas on. Yeah, I remember that. Here you go, Batman! I got me a...
Oh, God, that's the chat room. Angela says she's got a pussy that's feeding steak.
Pardon?
Oh, Angela, marry me.
There's the show title.
My pussy's feeding steak.
Pussy got steak, that's your show title. It ain't started yet.
Well, it's the title of the VIP show.
Pussy got steak.
Oh, dear.
My pussy's eating steak.
She's a nibbler.
Sure. Not sure that's appropriate.
Carrie's remembering why he hasn't been on this show for a while.
I was so well organised.
Yeah, he's committed for tonight now, wasn't he?
When I was on this show before, it was all right.
Rook's feeling a little sore.
We had Andy and Nat come on the Mac show for a while, and he couldn't come on for a bit, so I said, do you want to come on the big show? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. I'll come and talk anything else but Apple. That's wonderful. I always talk Apple. Great. Got him on. I was absolutely shit-faced. I was so fucking pissed.
Has he been back?
No, he hasn't been back on the network since. He hasn't come on any shows ever since. Not replied to emails, won't reply to tweets. I blocked the fucker.
Oh no. It's all gone wrong already.
This is the first time and the last time that Angela will ever watch BTN.
Oh no.
Right, we ready? Yeah, oh, the fucking screensaver's kicked in. Rohide.
Switcheroo.
What's he doing?
Trying to grab the box and put myself over there. Not working.
Oh, no. It's too late on a Friday night.
Too early on a Friday night.
Actually. Oh, no.
Line one. There we go. And line one becomes... There we go. See, I did it all by myself. There we go. There he is. He's up. See? What's that noise?
Hey, look at that.
Hey!
Pa-ching! We've got neighbour in the bottom left corner if he really wants to come. But... I mean, there we go.
Open a roulette.
Just give him the cold shoulder.
I was leaning for a kiss off the Norwich boy, but he's obviously too much. No, I'm not going to say it. No, I promise not to talk about shagging sisters.
Ah, yeah, no, you broke that promise.
Hello, welcome to the big show. Yes, I'm back. I've got no idea why Gaz has shrunk on that view. That's ridiculous.
We're back.
We're back. We should be broadcasting. Hang on. Yeah. We're broadcasting, but we're not recording. Just wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
We're back.
I bought. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Oh, God, it's good to be back.
Isn't it?
Just a bit. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome back.
Good. It's great. I feel like I've not been around for ages, but it's only been a couple of weeks.
Did feel like a while.
Yeah, no, but old Claude does a good job. I listened to the big show with you guys on it, with Claude, not last week's show, the week before.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I think that's one of the best shows we've done this year. It was
Which one was that?
Quality show. I listened on Monday. I caught up on the shows on Monday, and it was not last week's show, but the week before's.
Yeah.
I'm staring at the box for my girlfriend's 70D, and she won't let me open it. Is that a euphemism for something else?
Staring at the box for 70D. Show us your girlfriend's box, 70D, and we'll have a... we'll give
show
it a
me
bit.
Your girlfriend's box, did you just say?
I just did, didn't
How
I?
How dare you?
But it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got permission.
Now, when Holtzman came on before, this was a proper show with decorum and civility.
Are you saying that wasn't a proper show?
None of this sweary, ranty rubbish. Ha ha, Ewan, she's got a 70D and she's not letting me use it. He says, I will screw up the settings and make it run badly. Is that still a euphemism for something?
We still haven't seen it.
Show us your 70D and I'll screw with the settings.
And we'll ruin it.
Adam's admitting he wants to screw his girlfriend badly. He doesn't mean urgently, he just means badly. I hate being dyslexic. We may have got a covert last night with Angela, tonight with Angela. Convert, not you, an idiot wrecking. Covert what? What the fuck's she going to do? Sneak up on the shows?
Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sneak up in that bottom left-hand corner you've got open.
Adam's got so many... You're confused, mate. He's a schizophrenic. That's my plan. Being in a house full of Canon users and I use a Sony camera, I feel like a Nikon guy in a Canon warehouse. No, you feel like a fucking Sony. At least a Nikon's a proper camera.
Oh, God.
So, boy, watch it, you.
The Sony's come out of fucking cereal boxes.
Thank fuck, I have headphones on. Oh, God, that's a good.
Sneak up under a box like in Metal Gear Solid. I've got no clue what that's about.
We're too old for this.
Adam, you stick with your Sony. It's all right, mate.
Yeah, if you're not serious, it's over.
Well, like that little Canon that you just bought.
Well, mate, I tell you, the quality of the video is stunning.
Really?
Stunning, 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 stunning. Double stunning, yeah.